Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Living through a pandemic made a lot of us masters of the workaround. How to assemble a meeting, jump on Zoom. Need groceries but don't want to risk exposure? Download the Instacart app. We exercised adaptability and employed ingenuity to make life work. Our guest today had similar experiences, but took it a step further. Instead of taking a live activity and simply adapting it to happen online, he and a team of performers embraced the virtual world and created a personalized audience experience that exploits the unique virtues of the internet. Abraham Berkson is co-founder and artistic director of Odyssey Works. He's joining us to talk about The Book of Separation, a customized participatory virtual experience built for an audience of two, running now through July 18th. The last time we spoke, in 2017, Odyssey Works was known for creating immersive biographical experiences for an audience of one, essentially performing a person's life in front of them over a period of hours, weeks, or days. The pandemic changed that. Welcome back to On the Record, Abraham.
Well, it's great to be here.
How has the last year been for you as an artist?
Well, intense, right? I mean, I was about to do all this work overseas, so I'm getting ready to travel, and all of a sudden, you know what happened. And my work, as you know, since we talked about it last time, is very much about being present, being with people, what happens when you're in community, when you're together. And that is exactly what was taken away from so many of us in so many different ways. I don't want to say I've been a Luddite, but I've been kind of turned away from technological modes of connecting and performing for quite some time, since I love what happens when people are present with each other. But as with so many of us in this last year, I've had to turn to online methodologies of getting together. And I started to get really curious. What is unique to this? How are we connecting? Because it's not just not together. It has certain qualities. There are things people do. We share links. We send messages. We get online. Of course, we Zoom together, but we also have phone calls. There's all these kind of strange, different new ways. And suddenly everybody was looking in this direction. And I thought, well, this is interesting. This is a different kind of presence. How could I lean into this? How could I make something that allowed for togetherness in a wholly different way?
And so that the Book of Separation came out of that.
Yeah. Well, actually, so early on in the pandemic, my aunt died of COVID, and she was one of the first. She was like the 35th person in Massachusetts to die of COVID, and it was shocking. And we had a funeral. We had this online, well, there was a live funeral, and people could only sort of drive by and watch. And then there was, we're Jewish, so we do this thing where you sit Shiva, which is very much about being in person. And you just sit around for 7 days, and people come by and they pay their respects and kind of hang out. Well, that couldn't happen, but my uncle just turned on his Zoom channel, and anybody could drop in at any time for a week. And it was something totally different. It was something in a way new. I mean, of course, this technology had been around, but we hadn't been using it in that way. And I realized, oh, there's a whole other kind of togetherness that we might be able to turn to here that's not just a sort of lesser version of what we did live. And that's how I started to think about, oh, what could I create in that way of thinking?
And what did you create?
Well, the Book of Separation is, as you said, a performance for an audience of two. That's doubling my normal audience size. And it's really about connecting people inside a story. What happens, and I'll just walk you through it because that's the best way to explain it, since it's kind of different than most other things, is you sign up, you get a ticket, you find a friend, somebody hopefully you care about, maybe somebody who you haven't been around for a while, somebody far away. Maybe they're separated by a pandemic, or maybe you're looking forward to getting back together with them, traveling to meet them, something like that. Somebody you have memories with. And you sign up together. And then when it starts, you each get a phone call. And it's me. I'm asking you questions about your friend. Could be your, you know, could be your partner who you're away from, a sibling, best friend, a juggling partner, whatever. But it's somebody you're close to. And I start, and we do this interview. And in this interview, you sort of think about them. You talk about what they're like. You talk about a meal you'd like to have with them. And all that information gets taken in by our system and customizes the show your friend will see. Meanwhile, they're doing the same thing. And then when it's all done, our system that we built processes it and creates this journey that the two of you will go on at the same time. It's not the same journey. It's sort of customized by each of you. And every so often you run into each other in different ways. Maybe you send each other a postcard. Maybe you hear the other person's recording, their voice talking to you. Maybe there's some other ways that you help each other along. And the story itself is kind of a fairy tale about this curse of separation that has descended upon the land. And that fairy tale is, of course, a metaphor. We've had this curse of separation that COVID has brought on us, and that's a very physical kind of separation. But there's another kind of separation that's been sort of washing over our society as well, this kind of sense of self and other, these divisions that kind of pry us apart. And so this looks at that as well. And it's a chance to kind of meditate on all of that together with your friend inside this sort of fantastical, metaphorical story that you're both traveling through. It's participatory. It has graphic elements. It has an original score. It's not like anything that you've seen before, but it kind of bumps into stuff that you might recognize.
That's Abraham Burrickson, co-founder and artistic director of Odyssey Works. On the record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about their new production, The Book of Separation, a customized participatory virtual experience built for an audience of two. It runs through July 18th. Is special equipment required to attend The Book of Separation?
Well, the equipment that so many of us have spent so much time with, your computer, your phone, you need those two things. There's no Zoom. You also need a piece of paper and a pen, somewhere to sit, and a book that reminds you of your friend.
So, I mean, how is this different from a Zoom conference or a Google Hangout?
Well, first of all, you don't have to put on makeup or put on a fake background because there's no video. You won't be seeing each other. And that was a kind of an important move. Because let's face it, Zoom is wonderful and it's been a lifeline for so many of us, but it was designed, you know, for conference rooms. It wasn't designed for theater. It wasn't designed for performance. And then what we have instead is this poetic interweaving of these different elements, these graphic elements, the recorded performances, these videos of walking. Early on in the pandemic, I started watching these walking videos. They're amazing. People just take a camera, put on a Steadicam, and walk through a city. And I managed to get rights to a pretty big library of these, the ones that I like the most. And so these are incorporated into them. And so there's all these things, but you're not right on top of each other. You're sort of bumping, because it is actually about separation. So you're not looking at each other on the video screen. You're not having to kind of perform in a way. You just keep running into one another in an audio way. Maybe you send a postcard. I mean, think about the closeness of a letter. Think about the closeness of a postcard. It's entirely different than a phone call, right? This piece tries to be an entirely new kind of closeness that takes parts of that and puts it together. Something of the closeness of sending links, of sending postcards, of watching a movie together, of watching a play together, of going on a walk together quietly.
And this is on a special platform that was designed for the show?
That's right. It was designed by the Any One Thing team in London. The platform is called One Thing. And it took a year in development because it was sort of iterative. I wrote the script, they redesigned the platform, and we kind of narrowed in on what the final thing would be and tested it experientially each time. The platform is really simple to access. You just click a link and you're in. There's no apps or anything like that. But it was custom built for this with the because we've been noticing that all the other stuff people are using was actually built for other things, mostly business. We didn't want that. We wanted something that had a kind of low profile that would carry you along, that would be your guide, as it were.
Let's hear a clip from the experience.
Close your eyes now. Fall with me into the book. The words come alive, the narrator speaks in your ear, and just like that, you are transported from the cafe into the story.
It's true. It is a beautiful city. The cottages stepping down the mountainside into the valley. The river dividing the market district in half.
What was it like working with your collaborators during this time?
It was incredible and incredibly challenging. I was lucky enough to have some absolutely brilliant collaborators. Here in Baltimore, I was working with three incredible actors and one really fantastic graphic designer. The actors, Ursula Markham, Kaya Vision, Megan Livingston, they all had to record and perform these things alone at home. In isolation, of course, we had Zoom calls and we sort of talked it out, but everything was done kind of on the fly. And we were running microphones around and people were incredible. Some of them built recording booths in their house. We were up at weird hours doing these, and they put together these performances that I think when you experience it, you'll feel like everybody was together in the space. They were really feeding off of one another. And then Anna Tobin, who's a graphic designer, did all the design work. And that was a really interesting iterative process. We didn't realize how important the graphics would be. It had to weave this thread between the more abstract, something that you could lay your own imagining on, and the more literal, something that was right there in the world. And she did a beautiful job of it. I think it's almost a case study in what graphic design can do with your imagination. And then the musician, the composer, Travis Weller, who's somebody I've worked with quite a bit, he had to think in a totally new way because this piece has very strange qualities. Nobody sees the same thing. Everybody has every single performance for every single person is different. And he had to compose a new score that worked with each one in a way that didn't feel generic. Fascinating. It was a fascinating process all around.
We are at a moment when many people are vaccinated, mask mandates are being dropped. Do you think the Book of Separation is something people will want to experience even after the world opens up?
You know, that's really interesting because when it started, I mean, a year ago, we weren't thinking about the world opening up. But as we kept iterating on this, it occurred to us that eventually the world was going to open up. And then the questions that were in this piece suddenly felt all the more important. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about how do we open up again? Because things don't go back to what they were before. And there's this big question, how do we want to be together? What does it mean to be together? What's this new world that we're going to make? Is it a new world, or are we just going to recreate what we had before with all of its positives and negatives? That's really the question at the core of this piece. That's the question that the piece asks you and your friend to explore together. And so I think, I hope that it it has a role. It has maybe a little bit of a hand in helping people think through how they're going to be on the other side of this, which, you know, for those of us in the US and in Baltimore seems to be fairly close. And for some of our audience overseas is a little bit further away.
It's fascinating. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Abraham Burikson is co-founder and artistic director of Odyssey Works. We've been talking about its new production, The Book of Separation, a highly customized participatory experience built for an audience of two. It runs through July 18th with a possible extension. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record, quick break, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.